It's time for our weekly chat featuring arts and cultural activities with Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren of the Lexington Herald-Leader. This week they begin with a focus on the River Rock Music Festival, occurring on the site where the Ichthus Festival was held until a few years ago.
The last Ichthus Festival in Wilmore was in 2012, and then they took one shot a few years ago out at the Horse Park, and that didn't really take, and so currently there is no Ichthus Festival. But the new owners of the property, now called Servant Heart Farm, wanted to try a Christian music festival out there. So this week you've got the Newsboys and Jeremy Camp headlining, and quite a number of other regional and national Christian rock artists coming in to kind of see if they can, bring that old spirit back to Wilmore, which, you know, hosted Ichthus for more than 40 years before it folded under financial trouble. That is one big outdoor festival, and that used to be a spring-summer festival. I guess now it's hedging into the fall, but a fall tradition comes back to Chevy Chase this weekend.
Yes, it is at Oktoberfest, which is at Christ the King there in Chevy Chase. And it's known for its live music that mm-hmm. it's had over the years. And this year is Blessed Union of Soul tonight. And then on Saturday, it's Starship. And it's free admission to get in. Mm-hmm. And there's all kinds of food and games. And it's always well attended. I know that.
Really amazing bands they've brought in over the years. Like the Smithereens played there. I saw the Bodines.
Yes, I was going to say the Bodines. Yes.
So
well-known bands.
Adding to the lineup, I'm just wondering if they can get Starship to agree not to sing "We Built This City on Rock and Roll."
Well, I think I'm going to be there on Saturday, so we might just find out that. But also here in town, of course, it's festival season. And so downtown, we have the Latino Festival, which is also 2 days. And it's down at the Robert F. Stevens Courthouse Plaza. And that's both tonight and Saturday. And then also, it's another big music night here in town over at UK with the Philharmonic.
This has been a longtime harbinger of the fall, is the season premiere concert from the Lexington Philharmonic, and they're doing it on Saturday night. There are several shows this year that the Philharmonic is going to do on Saturday instead of its usual Friday night time slot. I guess it kind of makes it feel like a little bit of a bigger event on Saturday night. You have more time to get dolled up and stuff like that. But for the season premiere, they are bringing back a familiar face, Joyce Yang, who played on Scott Terrell's first season here in 2009-2010, will be coming back. And also they have three area choirs from Asbury, Eastern Kentucky University, and Lafayette High School performing on the concert finale. So a really big night of music and, you know, lots of local celebration to get the fall started.
Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren cover arts and culture for the Lexington Herald-Leader and LexGo.com. You can find many listings of arts and cultural activities at the events calendar link at weku.fm.